Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. My man baggage is bulging with insights and banter, and I can't wait to empty it into your ears so that the sticky, viscous globules of insight pour into your brain. What are we going to talk about this week? Well, it's very relevant, as I've spent all week doing the very thing we're going to discuss this week. If you're new to the show, what we normally do is we take an area that men traditionally struggle with. It could be men talking about their bodies. It could be men talking about their fidelity. It could be men talking about their attitudes to wealth, showing off. Their ambitions. Sometimes it's harder to carve up by gender, but that's where we started. Of course, the big surprise is how many women tune in and listen every single week. Why? Because women are nosy and they want to know why men's brains don't work and why we're still Neanderthals with sticks living in a cave going, me want pussy, pussy, nice. Anyway, the answers to those questions are answered over and over again, ladies. And in fact, I did just answer it, and the answer is pussy, nice. That is the answer. But this week, much to my wife's horror, we're going to be talking about embarrassment. Now, before we even get going off the bat, I'm going to separate it from anxiety. Anxiety, for today's purposes, I'm going to put anxiety with something you can experience in advance. You're going to a birthday party that next week, you're already anxious, you hate the way you look, you hate the way blah, 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 you hate you're going with. That's anxiety. I'm going to situate embarrassment in the present tense or the past. It's something that happens in the moment as you get embarrassed, as you cringe. Definition of embarrassment, a feeling of self-consciousness, shame or awkwardness. But I'm going to add to that the present tense. Why? Because there's so much wonderful work done about anxiety out there. And there's a podcast a minute about anxiety. And I'm sure we will talk a lot about anxiety today. But I wanted to keep staying that present tense because I think there's something fresher there. And what a panel I've got to help me today. The man's brain I intend to enter is Bash the Entertainer. I'm so glad it's you on, mate, because normally when I hear the phrase Bash the Entertainer, it's normally an instruction from Gary in the front row who doesn't like what I'm doing on stage. It's normally the last thing I hear before I'm knocked clean out at the Construction Awards, which actually happened, by the way. I wasn't knocked out, though. I did a Matrix on him. Motherfucker. And we couldn't do this show with just two men agreeing with each other or going, yeah, well, you know what women are like, without a strong, powerful female auditor. Every week, a woman comes along who puts us in our place if we stray into an area of generality or stereotype, which we think is true, but turns out to be utter bollocks. And today, I'm joined by Fats Timbo. Fats, welcome.
Hey!
What a dog!
And because the pair of you are so sort of multifaceted and we can encounter you in so many different places, I've given up with trying to describe people's jobs because every week I get it wrong and offend people. If I go, I'm joined by the comedian, John, well, I think you'll find I'm more of a presenter. So I've just given up. Bash the Entertainer, if you had to retrain tomorrow, what would you put on your CV as previous job? You can't say entertainer.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've never had a job. I've never worked. I've been doing
funny person,
media stuff.
Influencer.
Oh, damn. Do you know what? I'll just say I'm an entertainer because I do the whole lot. I'm a comedian. I'm an actor. I'm a singer, and I just do the whole lot. Like I don't really like the whole influencer type name stuff. So
you can see why I didn't gamble though. When you got so many talents, all I can do is shout cock into a microphone and get paid. Fats Timbo, even harder to define. Influencer, campaigner, interesting person, media personality. How would you call yourself?
I like to be called Fats that just happens to inspire people, makes people laugh, entertain them by my dancing, and inspire people through educating them about disability and basically boosting people's self-esteem through my content. So.
And of course, that'll be personal to you. This is an audio format, so people won't necessarily know. You describe yourself as a little person. So
yes.
you're campaigning in the disability sphere, but all aspects of body divergence, I'm guessing.
Definitely, all aspects as well. For me, there's a lack of representation for disabled models. Excuse the dog and the child in the back. But yeah,
not yours, just to kidnap both of them at the shops earlier. And she's a lovely girl, but she does take pets and babies.
Yeah, you know, it just happens to happen, you know. But yeah, I feel like there's a lack of representation, especially in this disabled community and people with dwarfism. So I just felt like I could be that person to fill the gap. So that's where the model part of me comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're both going to have things to say, as indeed I will, on today's subject, because embarrassment is, it's just fields that we're all in and dealing with on a daily basis. None of us do normal jobs. But before we get heavier, let's start light. So in a relationship, Bash, who's the one who gets easily embarrassed, you or your partner you're with? Are you single, first of all? Tell the listeners.
So. No, I have a missus, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, man, your DMs would have crashed after this shit as well. It's a shame.
Do you know what? Between me and her, she gets more embarrassed than I do. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've got so much love for her. I really love her to bits, but she's really sometimes gets embarrassed about what to wear and how she looks, and she takes really good care of herself sometimes. Like, so
she sounds like every female.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
and every man from Essex.
My birthday's on Sunday, innit? And like, she just confused. You. I don't know what to wear. This, I don't know what to wear. That, I don't look good. This, I don't look good. That, oh, my belly. This. And yeah, I just hear the whole lot, and I just try and like keep it as truthful as possible, so I don't get into her bad side. You know what I mean? So
that's a whole different show, is what to say when your woman says to you, "Does this dress look okay?" Because you literally cannot win. Because if she thinks this dress is shit, and I know it looks shit, let's see if the fucker lies. You're dead. If you're honest and the dress looks shit, you're dead. So basically, just you might as well just die on the spot. It's quicker. Even that would inconvenience her. She'd probably stamp on your corpse. Fats, tell us again, what's your status? I mean, we've heard a dog and a baby in the background, but that means nothing. Single, attached?
I am in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for the past year. We just celebrated our anniversary.
Congrats.
Funnily enough, we went on a show called Eating With My Ex, and I didn't take him seriously. And we went on the show, and look at us.
Boom.
Now.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
And who would you say is the one that gets more embarrassed out of the two of you?
Probably me, because he's wild. He likes to scream on the street. He likes to do, I'm like, Alan, can you keep it reserved? Like, but on social media, I am that person. And everyone thinks I'm this loud, vivacious. I'm quite quiet and timid, and you know, I'm like, oh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but on social media, I don't care. That's the Fats Timbo. But Fatima is somebody that's quiet and likes to be a people pleaser. So
that's the most comedians' personalities, actually. What would your partner have to do to embarrass you, Bash? I know with mine, with Lindsay, I mean, at the time of recording this, listeners, I've literally just landed from a family holiday, all-inclusive resort, you know, a gentle experience. There's nothing to turn into fucking Joe Pesci from Goodfellas about. But that is what she does. My wife loves complaining. If the curtains hang in wonky, if the aircon isn't right, the manager is dragged up and it goes off, full Goodfellas, while I die of embarrassment in the bathroom. So that's what Lindsay does to embarrass me. Excuse me, waiter, if my food's not right. Excuse me, his chicken isn't right. It's like, I don't give a shit. I would rather eat raw chicken dripping in blood and then be hospitalised with salmonella than deal with the shame of Lindsay's vocal complaining. But you, Bash, what does your missus have to do for you to go, please stop, oh my God, and you start dying on the inside?
Do you know what? I don't really get easily embarrassed, but there's one thing that she does that really, I hate it. She loves taking pictures of herself, no matter where we are. If it's outside, if it's inside the crib, like even in the middle of the street.
No.
Oh, can you take a picture of me? And like, she'll do all this.
No.
You know, and I hate that. I hate taking pictures.
What about in a restaurant, if your date night, romantic meal, would she do that then?
She'll take a picture of the food. She'll take a picture of the bathroom if it's nice. She'll take a picture of the fork if it's cute. Mm. She's like that, and I hate it. I just want to eat. You know what I mean? So... Well, I can't really tell her nothing because I feel she just gets in a mood, and I don't like giving her moods in it. So I just hate that picture thing. It's really annoying.
So let's talk about social embarrassment. So I'll give you a real one that happened to me. I was a newer comedian. I was just about to do Mock the Week for the first time. Forgive me, listeners, I may have told this story before, but not to do with embarrassment, where it's even more relevant. So I'm a brand new comedian. I get my first ever Mock the Week. Can't believe it. And I get invited over to, I'm going to say his name, it's Al Murray's house, for a posh Sunday lunch, and I'm like, oh, everything's amazing. You know, like when you're just in awe of someone. And I'm just there, and he's being really welcoming, and the Sunday roast is in the lovely chimney or whatever it's called, clay pot thing. And I've sat down ready to start my work, and he's going to help me with some of my jokes. And I'm like, where's my pen? Do you know where my pen was? It was in my back pocket. And I had sat down, he's got like a leather bonquette thing against the wall, cream, and my black pen had exploded ink over one of the most successful British comedians in the country on a Sunday. That was in the first few minutes. I was like, and it was gone. My jeans were obviously gone, my ASOS jeans, bothered. But I'd done his whole bench. And I remember just panicking and thinking, I'll remedy it. I'm going to go to the shops and I'll go get some cleaning products. And then no one's stopping me, meaning, yeah, you fucking go and get those clean. And his daughter came with me, and his daughter was about, I think, 10 at the time. And she was trying to make me feel better. So I had a 10-year-old sort of lifting my spirits while I bought Blit. I mean, it's just, even talking about it now. But I just wondered if you've ever done anything like that. Made an ass of yourself at a party, said the wrong thing at a meeting, muddled someone up with someone. That's a real big one in our business. I mean, I get muddled up with Nick Grimshaw all the time, and I feel sorry for the person that's done it, because, you know, they I can see they're dying of embarrassment. It doesn't bother me. But I don't know if you've ever done anything like that, some sort of social thing where you're like, oh my God, please open up, Earth, take me.
I broke my girlfriend's bed. You see me, I'm stupid, innit? I just do the random stuff. So I was trying to do a TikTok where I dive on the bed and then record it in slow motion. And I had like a Nerf gun.
Oh my God.
So I jumped and then it just went, bah! And then it didn't look like it cracked, but we're like, oh, no, it's broken. I was like, no, it's not broken. It's calm. Your bed is nice. And at nighttime, we were sleeping and we just sank into the middle of the bed. And I was like, listen, it's fine. I'll give you a new one. But I feel like, for me, it's like when embarrassing moments happen, even if it's socially, like in like our parents' house, or like, I don't really get to the point where I feel ashamed. I just own it. I'm honest. I'll say, yo, bro, I broke this. I'm sorry. If I can get you a new one, I'll get it. If I can't, then hey, life goes on. So yeah, it's just like that with me.
I don't know if I've just thought of another one. So it's quite, I don't know why I'm speaking under my breath, and Lindsay's just going to fucking listen to this, but it was quite new with Lindsay, newish, and her parents were over. And I'd popped out to get something, and I'd been playing the music on, like, you know, like a little Bluetooth speaker. We had some background music, and I popped to the shop to get something. And I've phoned Lindsay on the way back, because just trying to be funny, like trying to say something filthy while she sat with her parents. That was going to be the joke. And the fucking, as I've walked up the drive, the phone is obviously paired with the Bluetooth speaker. I have no idea that it's paired. And I'm chatting filth into the lounge on the speaker. Yeah. I won't repeat what I've said. But it was, put it this way, something was going to get eaten. That's all that needs to be.
Oh, my God.
So I at this point, have no idea. And I've walked in, and, you know, the atmosphere is like Lindsay's bright red. And, you know, it wasn't funny at the time. We didn't laugh it off. And it was fucking embarrassing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, in fact, have you got anything that compete with me inking Al Murray?
You reminded me of two.
Yes.
Really, 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 really embarrassing ones.
Drop it.
I'm going to say it. Okay, so there's two. All right. So I won a competition. It was a twerk competition.
It was a what competition?
Twerk. Chicken ass.
For a horrible moment, I thought you said you won a twerk competition. I really... I'm not... I swear to God, I thought that's what you said. I was like, that is... I'm all for body positivity, but that is way over the...
I know it is, isn't it?
You won a twerk competition.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm coming for your belt.
Come for it. But yeah, basically, I won a twerk competition.
Right.
And the prize was a vibrator.
Oh, right? My God.
I know there's going to be females that can relate to me, right? Before then, I've never used one, never knew how to use one, you know? And
the shape is quite a hint.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is, isn't it? God.
Yeah, go on.
Basically, I was excited. I was like, you know, this is a road I haven't gone down before.
Indeed.
And that night,
oh no,
I used it. My brother came in. No. I didn't know how to turn
it off. Not mid-session.
Yeah, my brother
I didn't know how to turn it off.
It was under the covers. It was under the covers, though. But
that doesn't make any difference.
Was...
If you're going to under the covers, man, that's worse.
No,
under the covers is worse.
Yeah. And I'm trying to do, like, I'm literally under the covers, like, and then
that's worse. That looks worse. Even now, that looks worse.
So he's like, "What's that noise?" I was like, "It's my phone. It's vibrating."
And then he just
looked at me and just walked out. It's just like,
can we just contextualize this for our listeners? How old is your brother at this point? Because that will tell us if he can work out what's really going on.
Well, me and my brother are around the same age, so I'm sure it was when I was 22.
Oh man, he knew.
He was 21.
Exactly. He knew the coup.
Yeah. Maybe the dad one's worse, but...
Well, I'll ask you a question about the brother one before we get the dad one. And we are going to get the dad one. A similar thing... I mean, if we go in there now, a similar thing happens... I mean, this is worse. But I had a bit of an argument with my dad when I was 19 and I had to move in with my nan. And I ended up loving it so much, I lived at my nan's flat for 3 years. So if anyone who doesn't know what a housing association flat is, they're quite compact. And I was in a single room and I'd been out clubbing all night, house music. And if you've been out next to any music and you've been stood next to the speakers, when you come in, your ears are a bit... Eh. So it's like 5 in the morning, lit, the room's lit. And you're doing what you have to do to try and bring on sleep. Let's just say it's one of the more old-fashioned methods to try and bring in sleepiness. Mm-hmm. And my nan has walked in on me fully, you know, at myself, you know, like a sewing machine at a power surge. And there's just a pause where she went, "Sorry, I'm really sorry, love," and walked out. Now, that's already horrible enough. But I'm interested to know, Fats, if you went through what I went through after that, not just the embarrassment of what the fuck and dying on the inside and wanting to invent a time machine, but the first time you have to face them afterwards.
I faced them straight away and explained the situation. I was like, yes, it wasn't a mobile phone.
Oh, my God.
It was a vibrator. Oh, I'm sorry. And he's
no.
just like,
"Oh, no." You should have said it was a phone. You should have got it definitely.
No, I have to be honest with him. He's my broski. We're basically the same age. So it was just like, okay. And then I walked out. So
he was probably more embarrassed than you. I think a brother would be more embarrassed than a sister. Right, we need story number two. Rack it up.
Oh, God. So before then, I was looking at images.
Oh, my God. I'm through my hands here, listeners.
Everyone does it. I have no shame saying it.
No, exactly.
And, basically, my phone's connected to the Bluetooth.
Oh, you had Bluejacked. You Bluejacked
Bluetooth,
yourself.
Bluetooth speaker in the living room. The living room. I'm in my room. All of a sudden, the sound goes off on my phone. Oh. What the hell? So the thing is, when you turn the speaker on, it connects straight away to the Bluetooth.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, I knew straight away. Things clicked. I even faced my dad. I knew what happened. I knew he heard it.
Oh, shit.
When he turned it on. So he didn't even say anything to me, but very embarrassing.
I don't want to ironically embarrass you on here, but I'm hoping the genre you were watching was relatively mainstream. That there was no "Come here, you dirty goat fuck," or something.
Oh,
dude. No, but she could have been watching anything.
Exactly.
The most basic genre is boy and girl. As long as it's that, that's less, you know, it could have been anything going on. So thank God for mercy.
I couldn't face my dad.
No.
It was going to bed that night. That was it. And him going to work the next day and forgetting about it.
Imagine if you'd been like, I've watched that one, it's a classic.
Oh my days.
Oh my days.
Guys, that was so much more than I thought I was going to get from there. The other thing that happened to me is anyone that's got an Apple device, it's a lot of technology-based embarrassment, is if you close your laptop lid in a hurry because someone's coming up the stairs, but you don't pause the video file, it stops. But if the power lead falls out, the sound starts when the fucking laptop is shut. So you've got a closed laptop, which as I pulled the lead out, you're getting, yeah, oh God, yeah, yeah. Right, and then... I had to pretend to Lindsay it was the foxes or something outside the window.
Oh my god.
Oh, they're turning the bins out. They sound exactly like Californian porn. Jesus Christ. Right, who's got kids amongst us? Who has babies?
I have a daughter.
Right, so I've got a daughter. And Fatima, have you got any nephews, nieces?
Yeah, I do.
So I just wonder if you already starting at your tender ages to notice your child dying of embarrassment or your niece or nephew or kids that are around you. Because my daughter is 5 and already looks like she wants to sink into the earth. Listen, I like dancing. Last time I checked, it's not illegal. It's good for you. It's fun. It's healthy. It's one of the few pleasures human beings get. But I no longer can dance if she's within a 2-mile radius. Otherwise, she wants to die. How old's your child, Mash, and have you noticed any of these traits yet?
My daughter's 4, and she's going to be 5 in November.
Has it started yet?
You know, I hear that more from my niece. I like to embarrass my niece a lot as well.
How?
Because I go pick her up from school, and then because she tells her friends from school that I'm the uncle that does TikTok. So, like, I'll go to her school, and then I'll pick her up, and I'll just make the funniest noise in front of her friends. You know what I mean? Like? It's just...
What do you mean, like?
This is very inappropriate, but you see this thing that people go, oh, yeah?
Hold on a second.
I know. It's not for me. I know, but...
Just to be clear, listeners, his niece is 18. For the purpose of that story, his niece is at university. Let's not get arrested before the end of this.
That noise is like cramped into my head. I do it even if I'm walking like with my mom, like we're going to buy some shoes, like I'll just, for no reason, I'll just go, oh yeah. I don't know why. It's like
in front of your mom.
Hey, listen, my mom. Fucking hell.
Oh, she would, I suppose in French it's like oui. Oh oui.
Oh my god.
Oh oui.
Oh my baby.
Have you ever been embarrassed by, like, doesn't have to be current partners, let's keep it safe, guys, by a trait that a partner has, a laugh or a mannerism or something they did? Is there anything like that I mean, could you imagine being Jimmy Carr's wife, for example?
Oh, my God.
Died from embarrassment a decade. It's probably just a skeleton by now, I would have thought.
There was one guy I was seeing... And every time he'd laugh, he would push me.
I'm
thinking,
that's
not
embarrassing. That's abuse, isn't it?
I'm tiny. I'm like, I'm going back here.
That's a good one, that.
God. Like, it's little stuff like that. It's like, I don't know how to explain to you. Can you stop touching me and pushing me whilst you're laughing? I don't know how to say that in a nice way.
Because that's a happy moment. You don't want to tread all over that. What about you, Bash? Have you ever had a smelly ex? Someone that dressed like shit? I mean, do you know smelly is one of the worst ones? I don't want to be ungentlemanly, but there is no way you can ever address that. You just can't. You just have to date a smelly girl and then split up with her. There is no way, even in the nicest way, you can go, I love you so much, but can you use more deodorant? Dumped. The relationship's finished.
I dated a girl that, like, she only, like, showered, like, once a day. Like, sometimes she didn't shower. Do you know what I'm saying? And...
Hold on a second. I'm gonna Kenny All Stars rewind. Bruv. Once a day is enough.
No, it's not, bro.
Hold on a second, Bash. You've just embarrassed yourself, mate.
Nah. You need to do two. You shower in the morning and you shower at night. That's how it goes.
Facts. Is this? Am I? Hold on a second.
Not the public. Maybe
no.
You.
Okay. Do you know what? I didn't really mind, bro. I didn't really mind that she showered once a day, like. The thing is, like, you see me, I'm a very, like, big teeth person, right? If your teeth are nice and then you brush your teeth usually...
Hold on. Do you mean you're big on teeth or you like... I mean, there's nothing wrong if you like women with big teeth. We're all like different things.
Nah.
Like, did you see the teeth on that girl?
No, like, like brushing teeth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm really big
enough.
On that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Really, really. But and her, but she wasn't really a big fan of it. And she smoked as well. So every time we lipsed, it wasn't pleasant.
Christ.
The fag ass breath.
No, man.
And then I used to like just hold my breath and then do it. And then like I'll drink juice or something. But I hate it. And I was with her for like, I'm stupid. I was with her for like 3 months. And
oh,
I,
man.
But she was fit. So it's my fault. Well, yeah, you know.
Okay, guys, I'm embarrassed to say we need to take a break there. Do hang around for part two, listeners. We will be back with more man baggage discussions about embarrassment. Also, if you subjects you want us to discuss or you've got any questions or remarks about what we've spoken about, do email. It's manbaggage.pod@gmail.com. So we'll be back with Fats Timbo and Bash the Entertainer for part two.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.